It's episode 7 of Big Bash Banter, and it's our Women's Premier League preview and the debut of the unofficial WPL theme song. We also talk about a crazy WNCL final and give you all the latest cricketing news. Let's get into it.
Don't have enough time to ignore you right now.
Oh, that's great. Well, we might as well kick off again. It's season 2, episode 7 of Big Bash Banter. Today is all about the WPL, and we're going to talk a little bit about the WNCL final, and we also have the cricketing news. Let's dive right into that cricketing news. In a new record for the lowest total in T20 history, Spain has bowled out the Isle of Man for just 10 runs
before
going on to score none for 13. A 10-wicket victory with 118 balls to spare. In Scorchers news, Becky Grundy has been announced as head coach of our WBBL team for the next 2 seasons. In WNCL news, Elise Villani is now second on the most hundreds in WNCL matches of all time, with 12, just behind Karen Rolton. And congratulations to James Anderson, the English men's bowler, who now holds the number one ranking in test matches as a bowler, joining a very exclusive list of cricketers who have achieved that after the age of 40. The likes of W.G. Grace, Sydney Barnes, Jack Hobbs, all people James Anderson went to school with. And finally, Pakistan's Nida Dar is now the leading wicket taker in women's T20 international history.
I did see a great article about her where the headline was Twinkle Twinkle Nida Dar.
Oh, Maurice, I'm so excited. I'm so excited that you just referenced a classic children's song.
Oh, no.
Something that Twinkle Twinkle Little Star,
yes,
right?
Nida Dar, I think you pronounce it.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Composed, oh, I should also say, welcome the Wisdom of Wisdom, Maurice.
Yes, thank you.
Welcome, Waste Man.
Thank you.
Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, written of course by Amadeus Mozart. It's a simple but enduring piece of music. Today's episode, the focus is about the Women's Premier League, a league which sees vast sums of money paid to cricketers for a 3-week tournament. That tournament deserves pomp and ceremony to celebrate it, right?
Yes, and don't forget to mention the special thing about this Indian tournament is that those vast sums of money means you get the best players from all around the world.
That's right.
And that's the exciting bit.
And so what all these players from around the world have been asking for, we've been hearing them, I mean, other people may not have in the media, they're saying this is a great tournament, right? You've got the infrastructure, you've got the country to host it, you've got the best players in the world coming along, there's 5 teams, it's going to be great. We don't have an official song. That all changes today, folks. Mm. The world premiere of the Women's Premier League.
So expensive, batting credentials so extensive. 5 teams to see, Mumbai to Delhi, Women's Premier League.
Okay.
And that's not it.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's not every day that you witness art. Today is not that day. Mm-hmm.
At least the crowd like it.
Is it all right if I keep my head behind the pop filter for the rest of the night?
I tell you what, did you not think that was... Do you want to hear it again?
I don't think Indians play ukuleles, for starters.
Well, we're sharing cultures.
Oh, God, what with the Hawaiians? Like, it just seems a bit odd. What were the... Can you just say the lyrics out to me? What were they?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah?
I can do that.
Spoken word version?
There was an auction.
Mm-hmm.
So expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Batting credentials?
Mm-hmm.
So extensive. 5 teams to see, Mumbai to Delhi, Women's Premier League.
Okay, yeah, it's accurate. I'll give you that. It's accurate.
Well done.
I thought that would be quite well received, if I'm being perfectly honest.
I don't know why you thought that after the last time.
Well, this is probably not as fun as the Scorchy Watch, mind you. The Scorchy Watch has taken on a life of its own. It's a stuff of legend.
To be fair, the Scorchy Watch is pretty catchy.
Oh, and never forget playing that to you for the first time. It's just the look of utter devastation on your face.
It wasn't devastation, it was confusion. And you know how you described kicking the puppy? I felt like that. Like, I couldn't understand why I was being hurt.
We just keep going with this show, right? We're in season two. I mean, there's going to be one song a season. I mean, Jesus, can you imagine? We're going to have an album by the end of this.
I think you should have just consulted with Waste Man here, because judging by the rhyming,
has musical talent.
Well, that as well. But judging by the rhyming in your group chat,
oh, that was a good one. Wasn't
you had some good ideas about fielding that I thought were really quite topical and also accurate, and all those other lovely things.
Catchers win matches. Good field will yield. Strong throws, the way to go.
Stop the ball, win it all. Keep the bat sliding, or you'll get a hiding.
That is like, we have to do a fielding song. If you do a fielding song, I'm behind you.
Before we get to our special, exclusive WPL preview, this weekend saw the WNCL final between Tasmania and South Australia. One of the most extraordinary games of cricket you'll ever see. Tasmania, setting the total, lost 7 for 20 in the last 25 balls. That set a record for them. And then you have South Australia with the run chase, comes down to the final over. You think they've got it? What happened, Waste Man?
It's like wicket, single, wicket, 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 wicket.
Sarah Coit. Sarah Coit. And I think she took a couple of catches as well when she wasn't taking all the wickets.
There was a good run out there too, I think, wasn't there? That's next level choking, isn't it?
It is. So what went wrong at the end there for South Australia? Or was that just the theme of the day?
I would have picked a different theme.
Look, it was an odd game because there was two rain delays. They took forever to turn the lights on. It was dark and miserable. And I think the commentator at one time tried to say that maybe that's why those 7 wickets fell for 20, because it was so bloody dark. But it was a strange atmosphere. Mm. And they did swap the ball out for a drier ball at the end. It was an old atmosphere game. It felt to me like, you know, when you're playing local cricket or local whatever sport and you're the last game on and everybody's kind of gone home and it's just the lights on and it's freezing cold because it's already almost midnight and everything's covered in dew. And that's kind of what it felt like. And then just crazy shit happens.
Yeah. South Australia should have won. I mean, they just lacked composure and they must be absolutely devastated.
Well, yeah, you could tell they were devastated. But I do think don't know what his name was, but the male commentator at the time, that run out where Coit just touched the ball and it went and hit.
Oh, she deflected it, I reckon.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, well, if she meant it. Of course she meant it. She's sitting there looking at it, looking at the stumps.
Yeah, the protractor came out in her mind and she angled it beautifully.
She literally was aiming, and I thought it was a bit poor not to give her full credit for that. Mm. She definitely meant it. And, I mean, that's the kind of run-out we've seen in cricket how many times before? It's not like it was a fucking surprise to her. Like, give her a little bit of credit.
Most of the time when they do it, it's a fluke.
Fluke,
they get a finger to it and it just happens to go on. Or, you know, when Zampa did it with his nose. But she meant it in every way. And it was like, that was next level.
What a time in cricket generally.
Mm.
Like, I was going to say in women's cricket. And it is in women's cricket. I don't think we can underestimate that. I mean, if you think about some of the close matches we had in the WBBL that were exciting and some of the performances we saw, and then we think about what we've seen in this World Cup, and now we're going into WPL, and the WNCL has been so exciting. There's been a few matches and a few players that have stood up, and actually we've probably, and this is thanks to Dano from Dano's Leg Spin on Facebook, we have to...
Yeah, give him a follow. Is it a he? Do we know that?
Well, I assume Dano.
Dano van der Kerk.
None of those words are even her name.
So it's a she now.
Look, maybe, I don't know. I've assumed there. Getting back to the point. Corrected us on having a go at Annabelle Sutherland for being picked. Personally, I'm not a fan. And I could go on for a little while about why I am not a fan. But Dano pointed out that she had, and I don't know where the comment is, but the best stats.
To be fair, Maurice, I actually earlier was on our Facebook page trying to look for Dano's comment. I couldn't find it. But I believe it was something like she'd had the second most runs in the WNCL to date. And therefore, if you look at the Australian squad, she was the next batter in once Healy was out. Even though it seems strange that Sutherland, who you typically see as a bowler, comes in for Healy, in that context, the selection made a bit of sense.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that was, I guess...
You'll acknowledge that it was a thing, but you still don't agree.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to be technical, I understand. On her stats, yes, it makes sense. As a player who performs when you need them to perform... No.
Well, let's dive into the Women's Premier League. So that is a tournament that starts this Saturday. Five teams in the tournament. So the teams are Royal Challengers Bangalore, Mumbai Indians, the Gujarat Giants, the UP Warriors, and the Delhi Capitals.
There you go.
Wasteman.
That's me. I wrote some notes, so I wouldn't be completely at sea. You just look at the list of names in each team and it's like, it's absolutely astonishing the talent that each of them has got. Delhi, which is like Capsi, Jonathan, Cap, Lanning, Rodriguez.
So now we have some numbers. We don't have to do the conversions live like we did on our live reaction pod, which again, you can go back and listen to. But so for example, Meg Lanning went for $134,000. Shefali Verma, $244,000, both the Delhi Capitals.
Yeah.
That gives a flavour for the quality of players in that team.
And then Mumbai, it's like Harmanpreet Kaur, Mili Kerr, Flavor Brunt.
Harmanpreet Kaur, so went for approximately $220,000. Siva Brunt, $390,000, if you don't mind. Mm. And Amelia Kerr, the New Zealand player who I picked as would be the leading wicket taker in the Women's World Cup just gone, went for $122,000.
Yeah. She didn't have a good tournament, but she's a good player.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
One of my favourites to come up, I think.
She'll be fine. She'll be fine in the WPL, I think.
And then we got UP Warriors with a Z.
What do you make of that?
I don't love it.
It's obviously much cooler than with an S.
Yeah.
It's a bit...
I didn't know much about what the UP was, so for those who don't know... It's the province, Uttar Pradesh. I don't know if I pronounced that right.
But oh, that's cool. Mm. So, yeah, it is capitalised. So I assumed it was UP, and that is right. So it's an abbreviation for the province.
Yeah, which is where Lucknow is. The men's IPL team is just called Lucknow. I don't know why they did it different, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You go. Anyway, they've got Eccleston.
$220,000 US.
Yeah, Grace Harris.
Bloody oath. Eccleston and Grace Harris.
Healy. Her?
Who's Healy? Far out.
Ismail, Deepti Sharma, some pretty handy players there.
So which team was that again?
This is the Warriors.
That has to be the bargain of the tournament. Alyssa Healy, $85,000 US. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah, but wow. Okay, they might come up against. I think I was picking the Giants before, but that sounds like a good lineup.
Yeah, they look pretty good. And then we got the Giants, the Gujarat Giants. Deandre Dutton, Ash Gardner does all right. Snerana. Meth, Maurice's favourite, Sutherland. And Georgia Wareham.
Yeah, Ash Gardner was the story from the Australian perspective, going for approximately $390,000 US. I think it was being reported as $558,000 Australian. What were the other names you mentioned there, Wasteman?
So, Dutton, Deandre Dutton.
Wow, $73,000.
Yeah, Meth, Georgia Wareham.
And Meth Burney went for $244,000.
Yeah, it's all right. But Rachel Haynes is the coach there, so it's probably no coincidence that they have the most Aussies. They've got four.
Yeah, I was going to ask which one is she coaching. That's yeah. Okay, cool.
Two female coaches, which is pretty cool too. The Indians are coached by Charlotte Edwards, former English international.
So she has the most runs of all time.
Yeah, she's pretty handy.
I don't know what the exact number is now. There's only three women's players who have gone over 10,000 runs, A-class runs. I think Charlotte is first, and then Susie Bates and Amy Satterthwaite.
And then finally you've got RCB, so Royal Challengers Bangalore. Great team name, I mean.
Yes.
Super Divine, Gosh.
Yeah, Gosh went for $232,000 US.
I think you've got the most expensive player.
Oh, yes.
Mandana?
$415,000 US.
Yeah.
Remember, when we're talking about this, it's a 3-week tournament.
And then Perry?
Waste man.
I mean, she was like the last one on my list.
I tell you. Anyway, so obviously Raw Challengers Bangalore will win this tournament. There's a few players in there that are of tremendous quality, but yeah. Geez, Elise Perry, have you seen that? And a bargain at $207,000 US.
Yeah, I cannot go into watching a tournament without picking someone, so I've got a team.
Who's your team? Oh, hang on, have we finished our little preview of the five teams there?
Oh, yeah, well, after Perry, it's just Shoot, Dane, Renika Singh, that girl, so...
Yeah,
they're handy, I suppose.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just crazy. And then you've got the list of people who didn't get selected.
Which is more sensational.
Makes me wonder, would it have been a little bit better time to pick it after the World Cup? And go, well, who's in form, who's not? And go, well...
I mean, that's what everybody was saying. That seemed...
Yeah.
But then I guess they were probably pushed for scheduling.
Yeah. So it's a shame. I mean, I think it would have been a little bit of a change, one or two here or there that might have got picked over someone else. I mean... You know, you don't want to be too critical, but Erin Burns? If you're going to pick... Like,
she's been
no
retired
disrespect.
For a while, hasn't she?
Yeah, no disrespect to her, but, I mean, you think you've not picked Alana King, and it's like... It's an interesting pick, especially with an international player, and, you know, there was a lot of people left on the table. You know, Wolfart and Brits and Jyoti and Tolulu, you know...
She didn't pick Jyoti either.
No.
I think she was the best performer for Bangladesh in the World Cup by far.
Well, there was no Bangladesh players picked at all. I mean, if you get outside the or Sri Lankan, you get outside the fact they're never going to get
Pakistan.
Well,
that's right. Adipadu wasn't picked either.
No. So, yeah, it's Australians were far and away the most international players. I think 14 of the 30 are Australian, and no one else is. I mean, I think England, seven after that. So, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I suppose there's still only five teams in its early days, but, yeah, it's. I suppose Australia's always going to be the most well-represented there, but...
Let's talk about the structure of the tournament generally. Firstly, the fact that it is confined to five teams. Yeah. I really like that. I think we saw when the men's IPL started, there was, I guess, the quality wasn't as strong because that core of Indian players wasn't there yet, and they built it up through the tournament. I think you're probably going to see the same things here. So six international players allowed to take the field at any one time. The balance of the teams need to be made up by those Indian players. Now, obviously, we know India has a very strong young core of good cricketers, but it's going to be the 10th and 11th players picked that are going to... You might see that drop-off in quality.
Yeah.
I think probably the right call... I don't know if it was someone's call or whether that's just the amount of licences they were able to sell, given the volume of money involved, probably the former as opposed to the latter. But what do you make of confining it to five teams?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah, no, I think it's good. I think it's a good balance between encouraging strong enough competition to make it into one of the teams. So you're not just picking, like you said, you know, you're dropping off in quality that much when you get to the end of the list. And also giving enough opportunities for people to come through. And that's something that's come up in the aftermath of the World Cup with New Zealand and the state of women's cricket in New Zealand, with a lot of people saying they need to drop the competition back and cut out some teams so that we've just got... We could really focus on building people with talent and, you know, prospects. And the biggest argument is, well, then you're taking opportunities away at grassroots. You're not letting enough people in. So I think five is a good number. I think it's... Yeah.
Well, the New Zealand's competition's interesting is that they... follow the men's competition, so they've got the same as the men's, and you go, well, there probably isn't enough right yet to really do that. And then it's hard because you're like, well, the teams follow each other and they have double headers, and I guess that's the beauty of the IPL and WPL being separate, and that they can really take their time, and then maybe in 10 years they'll be at the point where they can either join it or be, you know, closer to it. But at this stage, I think it's the best thing.
And more generally, Waste Man, take us through the structure of the tournament. So how many times are the teams going to play each other? Is there a final series? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so they play each other twice, each team. So that's a good balance. It's good. That's the beauty of having a small number of teams is you can just play everyone twice, and so it's even in that sense, but it doesn't drag on too long. So they do that. Most of the games are just... There's pretty much a game every day from Saturday until the end. And there's a few double headers. Yeah, and then the top three go through to finals. So two plays three in a knockout game, and then they play the winner on the 26th of March.
Great. Love a little summary of the tournament there. Now, we'll be following this tournament as it goes along. So every Tuesday, as we normally do, we'll release a pod reviewing the weekend's games. And one of the things we're also going to talk about is these games are being played exclusively in Mumbai at two separate grounds. We're going to get into those grounds, learn a little bit about the history of the grounds, and bring that to you, our listeners, because we really want to get a sense for... That was one of the things we got great feedback about from our World Cup podcast, was Maurice taking us through the history of particular grounds, particularly the St. George's, about the significance of it, what it meant to the country. Why don't we do that same thing here to the grounds in Mumbai?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, like I said, that's the special thing for me about cricket and international sport generally, is you get the character of every country, of every city, of every ground. I think we could probably all do with a bit more
culture.
That's it. Yeah. Except for when it comes to England, I think we know as much as we need.
All right, anything else about the WPL?
Really excited about just getting to know some of the fringe Indian players.
Yeah.
That's what's great about these kind of competitions, and see the up-and-comers, and absolutely excited by that.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I mean, is this been the most exciting year in women's cricket ever?
Really, yeah.
It has to be.
It has to be.
Because it hasn't stopped. We've had the WBBL season turn into Australia's series against India and Pakistan, going into the World Cup, into the WPL.
Mm.
Sooner enough, it'll be the 100, and then we'll be back in the WBBL.
Mm. It's incredible. I thought the last Ashes series... The Women's Ashes series, I thought that was the most exciting women's cricket I've seen ever, and probably ever would.
Mm.
But this year has just, every tournament has turned up two or three matches that just, it's like you can't sit down. Mm. I know people are thinking I'm taking the piss, but really, when you get involved in it and you know the players and you know, I know it takes a little bit to get your head around the rules and everything, but once you start barracking for somebody, and you really get involved in their story and in their, you know. Mm. I'm loving it.
I've never really gotten to the IPL. I don't know why, but I'm really looking forward to this. And go the Giants. Got to stick with Orange. So.
Count the Royal Challengers, Bangalore.
Not all of the teams have released their actual shirts yet, so we'll see how they all look.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what name I'll be getting on the back of my shirt.
Go on.
Van Niekerk? Can you pronounce it yet?
Van der Kerk, as far as he knows.
It's Dane Van der Kerk. I'm embarrassed for you, frankly.
Just get Dano on the back.
That's right. That's right.
It might be Dano.
Could be.
Could be Dano.
Could be. That's all there is to say on our special WPL preview. Stay tuned every Tuesday as we go through the Women's Premier League season. And folks, I think we will be putting that song up on YouTube, so just put it on loop and listen, listen, listen. Let's make this stuff go viral. Until next week, Wasteman, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Lending your expertise. It's been both a pleasure and a great relief to have you along. And wisdom of wisdom, Maurice, thank you, as always.
Thank you, Jared.
Until next week, we'll leave you with the dulcet tunes of what is soon to be one of the greatest hits of world music. Good night, everybody.
So expensive, batting credentials so extensive. Five teams to see, Mumbai to Delhi, Women's Premier League.
It's great how it just ends on that high note. That
Women's Premier League.
Inspiring.
Yeah, so that's going to be like sung in pubs and clubs all around Mumbai, isn't it? Yeah, you're right, it will.
Just edited a yes from a previous conversation.
Hey Siri, say yes.